Always a big, big pleasure to be back in Los Angeles. I'm ecstatic.
Yeah.
First El Nino, then La Nina. No wonder you people are crazy. But it doesn't matter. The weather is out of control throughout the entire country. Wherever you go, one day it's 90, then it's 30, then it's 80, then it's 20, and my balls can't take it. Big and then small, big, small, big, small, big, small. Apparently I can't have kids because my sperm are gagging. But I don't know what's worse. I don't know if it's the weather or the weatherman, okay? A couple of years ago in New York City, we had a blizzard, and our weatherman at the time was Al Roker. You know Al, okay? He predicted before the blizzard, which is an emergency condition, by the way, he predicted we would have 4 to 12 inches of snow. We had 36 inches of snow. Now, giving him the benefit of the doubt, he's 2 feet off. That's not even close. If you were a roofer and you built a roof and it was 2 feet off, you'd still be in prison. What does the word meteorologist mean in English? It means liar. And what's the best job you can possibly have? It's being the weatherman in San Diego, California. It does not get any better than that. You got a six-figure income, you're on TV for about 30 seconds. People go, what's the weather gonna be like, Lou? Nice. Back to you. I knew that the weather in this country was completely out of control and that something was wrong 10 years ago. I was in Boston, Massachusetts in February, okay? Normally, in February, in Boston and in most of the country, the weather is gray, rainy gray, sleet gray, rain gray, sleet, snow gray. Every day it just gets grayer and grayer and grayer. You wake up one day and you go, I'm not coming to work. Your boss goes, why not? You sick? No, it's too gray. I don't know if it's dawn or dusk. I don't even know why the sun bothers to come out. And then you wake up, and it's the grayest day you've ever seen. And the next day, it's even grayer. And that's usually Valentine's Day, and that's the day you look at your wrists and go, hey, maybe I should slit them to see color. But in that February in Boston, in 4 days, I experienced 5 seasons. It was 30, it was 60, it was 90, it was 12. On the last day, there was thunder, lightning, and snow together. And I hadn't done drugs. Because when you're lying in bed, okay, and you hear thunder outside, and you get up to look, you have an expectation. And it's not snow with lightning behind it. That's not right. They don't even write about that kind of weather in the Bible. And I imagine if a prophet had seen that kind of weather after he wiped the poop out of his pants, he'd have told us about it. I was supposed to work that night. I said, I'm not coming in. I'm scared to death. Because I know what the next season's going to be. Locusts. There will come a time, mark my words, where there will be a season of just great big giant frogs that fall from the sky. Oh yeah, look at me like I'm nuts. You'll see Willard Scott, he smiles so much I don't think he has a central nervous system. Willard Scott will be standing in front of the Washington Monument dressed in a chipmunk outfit, and frogs will be bouncing off his head. And he'll be going, giant frogs, what can I say? Back to you. Now, you know, and everybody knows, why the weather is screwed up. It's because we lost the ozone layer. Well, if we lost the ozone layer, why don't we put it on milk cartons and try to find it? It's absolutely... absolutely stupid that we live without an ozone layer. We have men, we've got rockets, we've got saran wrap. Fix it! And don't come back till you do. The only thing that we've come up with to deal with the fact that we don't have an ozone layer is sunblock. And I don't trust that stuff at all. Okay? Why? Because the people who told us about sunblock are the same people who said eggs are good. And then they said eggs were bad. And then they said eggs are good. And then they said they were bad. And then they said the yellows are actually bad, but the whites are, make up your mind! It's breakfast, I gotta eat! You'll find out about sunblock in a number of years. You'll find out that that's the reason you had cholesterol. I go, it wasn't the steak, it was the sunblock. I don't use sunblock. What I use is Crisco. It's the best. You get a tub of it, it costs about $1.10. You can share it with everybody at the beach. And the great thing about Crisco is you never get burnt. Because when you start to sizzle, you move your ass. I once got to a point where I almost snapped. So you can imagine what that was like. I had just about had it. So I went to a place to calm down. I went to my health club, the International House of Pancakes. There's no reason to bodybuild. None. That's why God gave us the International House of Pancakes. Because you'll always feel good about your body when you go there, no matter what your body is. Because there's always someone there who weighs 350 pounds more than you'll ever weigh. It's guaranteed, it's on the back of the menu, read it sometime. And what I like about it the best is they don't give you a cup of coffee there. They give you a thing called a hodl of coffee that's this big. Even if you're alone, you get this big jug of coffee, which makes me feel good because I think maybe somebody's coming and I don't know who. So I put in the milk and the sugar and I drank the whole thing and then I go, bring me some pancakes! Huh, that was way too much coffee. So I finished the meal and I was drinking the boysenberry. Well, because I had to take the edge off the coffee. When from behind me, a young woman of 25 uttered the following. It was the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life until Dan Quayle was elected the Vice President of the United States. She said, if it weren't for my horse, I wouldn't have spent that year in college. I'm going to repeat that. Because it bears repeating. If it weren't for my horse, as in giddy up, let's go, I wouldn't have spent that year in college, which is a degree-granting institution. Don't think about that sentence for more than 3 minutes or blood will shoot out your nose. The American medical profession does not know why we get an aneurysm. An aneurysm is when a blood vessel bursts in your head for no apparent reason. There's a reason. You go to the mall one day with your friends. Somebody over there says the dumbest thing you've ever heard. And it goes in your ear. Now you turn around to see if your friends heard it. But your friends are over there and they're pretending that they're going to buy a cellular phone. And they're not going to buy a cellular phone because these idiots don't understand what the rate structure means. So you turn back to see who said it. Because if you can talk to them and just ask them, like, you know, what did you mean by that? But they're gone. And now those words are in your head. And they stay there. They don't go away. I know you think you're driving to work, but you're not driving to work. All your brain's thinking is, if it weren't for my horse, if it weren't for my horse. You sit down and have dinner with your family, and you think you're having dinner, but it's not. It's going, how did you get into college with a horse? It's like a Mobius strip in your head. It just goes over and over and over for 7 days. That's all you think about. You don't know you're thinking about it, but your brain's going overtime, and at the end of the week, they find you dead in your bathroom. It was January, and it was announced that the president of the United States may or may not have had oral sex with a 21-year-old in the White House, and that, and now I'm quoting, wasn't the bad news. What was the bad news? The bad news was he may have made her lie. At that point, I went down to the International House of Pent, because I needed to put my teeth into some pancakes before they reached around to try to eat my brain. The next day, this country went nuts. Next day, a discussion started, and it took place in every office. It was in all media. It was everywhere. And the discussion was, is oral sex adultery? And I kept thinking, did I miss a day at school somewhere? I know I didn't pay attention, but at what point did the principal announce that, well, did he come on like a Thursday afternoon and say, tomorrow you'll be having fish sticks for lunch, and I want you kids to remember that BJs don't count. Is oral sex adultery? Yes! There is no discussion! If curling is an Olympic sport, then oral sex is adultery. And oral sex should be an Olympic sport. Why? Because it's harder than curling, and if you're any good at it, you deserve a medal. Now, in case it's not obvious to you, I did some LSD during my life. The reason I did LSD was because it allowed me, I thought, to have every thought that was humanly possible. I thought, after taking LSD, I was prepared for everything. Well, I wasn't, because I watched the testimony of Bill Clinton. 4 hours. I didn't want to watch it, but since the International House of Pancakes is my health club, I screwed up my back. So I was stuck at home having to listen to this. Now, if you didn't watch this, there was not only the testimony of Bill Clinton was on one channel, but on the other channel, he was in front of the UN speaking live. And I went back and forth. And there I turned him on, and he's doing his testimony. And he says to the lawyer, can you define the word alone? He's got to know what the word alone means. He's the president. If he doesn't know what the word alone means, that means he may be thinking that the voices in his head are other people. And then I flipped it back to him standing in front of the UN, and they're all giving him a big round of applause. They're standing up, yay, yay, you got a BJ, yay. And then I flipped back. And he said, could you tell me what you mean by the word is? Jizz? No, is. He didn't know what the word is means. You have to know what the word is means. That's the first word. It's the word to be. It's why he went out to try to get his winky whacked. And I flipped back, and he's in front of the UN. Yay, yay. And I flipped back. And he said, well, no, I didn't have sex. Because, you see, it's like this. If I put a prophylactic in my finger and I put it in my ear, I'm not really screwing my ear, am I? And I flipped it back. And there he is. Yay, there he is. And I'm sitting there, and I'm going, which one is real? And then, just before I passed out, I thought, if it weren't for my horse... What is the difference between a Democrat and a Republican? A Democrat blows, a Republican sucks. The Democrats believe that the federal government should be in charge, and the Republicans believe that the state should be in charge, and they're both wrong. It has to be, and it has to be the way our founding fathers thought of it, as a combination of federal and state. And the reason they thought of it that way, that we'd be assured if it was federal and state, that there'd be enough people in the room that maybe a few of them could read. The one thing you don't do is give states block grants of money to do with that money what they wish. And the reason is because when I was at school in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, I thought that that state was a smart state. Well, no. They had a $600,000 grant to fight crime. They took $15,000 of that grant to fund a study to find out why prisoners wanted to escape from prison. Don't you think for like $500 they could have called any one of us? And even though we'd never been in prison, okay, we could imagine what it was like. Well, you know, the cell is dark and dank, and we don't really get cable, and there's a big guy named Bubba who wants to dance with me. The one thing I've learned over the last 20 years is pretty simple. We function very well without a leader. We've done terrifically. And I've learned one other thing this year. I never understood economics. I don't get it. I've never comprehended it. I tried to take it, but I'd go into the class, 3 minutes into it, I'd go, and pass out. But I learned something this year. It's this. When did the Dow Jones go up? It went up when he was getting his winky wet. So that's all it takes. This country doesn't need a president. All this country needs is a guy in the White House who's willing to get a Hummer every now and then. And I think I'm just the man for the job.